AP News. I'm Ed Donoghue. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Biden administration's handling of the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan shows they couldn't organize a two-car funeral.
What we have seen is an unmitigated disaster, a stain on the reputation of the United States of America.
There is chaos at the airport as the Taliban's arrival in Kabul has people desperate to get out. U.S. officials say at least seven people were killed. Some died after holding on to an American military jet as it took off. The AP's Jonathan Lemire reports, withdrawal is what President Biden had planned.
The events got the better of them in recent days, officials have told us. They did not expect things to deteriorate so quickly. But at least for now, the Biden White House is not looking to change course. There's no plan here to keep permanent presence there.
American University government professor James Thurber says this will hurt President Biden in a lot of ways.
It really hurts him fundamentally in terms of his power to work with Congress, in my opinion, and also with other nations. It's going to be a tough time.
Afghan President Ashraf Ghani, who earlier left the country, faced Russian allegations. He fled Kabul with four cars and a helicopter full of cash. Tropical storm Fred is getting closer to northwest Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis says it should reach land later today.
That part of Florida, and actually many parts of Florida, have been getting a lot of rain, so there's a lot of saturation. So as that comes, you know, we are anticipating some flash flooding.
Also, Tropical Depression Grace is drenching earthquake-damaged Haiti, threatening to dump up to 15 inches of rain. Vaccine mandates are expanding as New York State ordered hospital and nursing home workers to get coronavirus shots, and New York City was poised to start requiring them for anyone in restaurant dining rooms, gyms, museums, and many other venues. This is AP News. The AP Top 25 preseason college football poll is out.
For the fourth time in the past six seasons, Alabama is tops in the AP preseason poll. The defending national champs got 47 of the 63 first-place votes. Oklahoma is number two, followed by Clemson. Ohio State, which lost to the Crimson Tide in last season's championship game, is number four. Georgia rounds out the top five. Alabama is the only team in the country to start each of the last 13 seasons ranked in the top five, and there's a good reason. Along with their six national titles, the Tide has never ended a season ranked lower than number 10. I'm Shelley Adler.
Carly Lloyd is retiring after a decorated soccer career that includes a pair of World Cup titles and two Olympic gold medals, as well as a bronze medal at the Tokyo Games. The 39-year-old Lloyd scored a pair of goals in the U.S. 4-3 victory over Australia in that bronze medal game, becoming the first American to score in four different Olympics. I'm Ed Donoghue, AP News.